Now, Sue Bradford, one of your more divisive names in the political circles, former Green MP, left her mark with the anti-smacking bill, of course, among other things that ironically is still being debated, with Winston Peters just this week wanting a review. Well, now there's a book and talk of some sort of comeback in 2020. Constant Radical, The Life and Times of Sue Bradford, is the autobiography. It's being released next week, and Sue Bradford is with us. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Have you always been divisive?
I don't think so, but I've certainly taken a deep and committed stand in the politics of New Zealand since I was very young.
Do you see yourself as divisive?
I think in some ways, because I stick to a kaupapa, stick to what I believe in, and I've fought for the politics in which I believe since I was 15 years old. So I guess that does lead, when you take a stand like that through your life, it does mean that some people clearly are going to disagree with my politics.
It's fairly raw old business in the book. You talk of addiction, sexual abuse. Has that been cathartic, or do you worry about putting it out there again?
I'm very apprehensive about seeing this book out there, but it's a massive project that Jenny Chamberlain, the biographer, took on 10 years ago when I was still in Parliament, and I never dreamt that it would take so long for her to put the book together, and the reality of it coming out is hitting home now, and yes, there is some degree of apprehension on my part about so much personal stuff coming into the public view.
What do we make of this comeback, your economic and social research group, some sort of left-wing party they're looking at 2020, is that real?
The project I've been working on for the last few years isn't a party, it's Economic and Social Research Aotearoa, a left-wing think tank, which up to now we haven't had any major think tank like that in New Zealand. So it's the think tank ESRA is not a political party, but part of our work over the last couple of years has been encouraging debate on the left about what a new sort of radical party or parties might look like, both outside Parliament and inside. And that's work in progress, and I have no idea what's going to happen, but I certainly hope that by the next election there will be a party or parties that people in my part of the political spectrum can be part of and vote for.
And would you call yourself radical?
Absolutely.
And so you would use that as a positive term. We are a radical party of the left, and you need to back us because of that.
Yeah, if such a, like when I was in Mana or when I was in the Greens, I would have been unabashed about saying, well, at this time, you know, in the early 2000s, the Greens are a radical party on the environment, on social and economic justice. When I was in Mana, I would have said that about Mana, and I'm sure Annette Sykes and Honeharu Hira would have been the same.
That's true. Nice to catch up with you. So good luck with the book out next week. Sue Bradford, former MP, with the book Constant Radical, The Life and Times of Sue Bradford.